T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So you got nabbed by a headline. We've talked a lot about want versus need when it comes to wide receiver.
Yeah.
And do you want one with the first pick? Yeah, it's fun.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you need one?
That's maybe
a debatable argument.
Who are you asking? Are you asking the Chiefs or are you asking us? Because I think there's two completely different answers.
Yeah. I think the fan may feel like they need it.
Yeah.
Chiefs may want it, but you got nabbed by a headline.
This is
a good one though.
It's a good one, and I want to just kind of talk through it because it's been 14, 15 hours, Josh, since I've seen this headline, and I'm still trying to process it. And the headline is this at ESPN.com. I don't care what the article says because it wasn't anything new that we didn't know that Veach and Reed had said over the last 2 weeks. It was just a compilation of like quotes, but the headline really got me, and I'm like, God. It says, the Chiefs need wide receiver Kadarius Toney now more than ever. And I'm looking at that headline, and it grabbed me. Like, it really did. Like, and I had it, like, in a window, you know, as I was doing work for the day yesterday. And I had it in a window, and I just kept going back to this window and reading this headline and going, how am I processing this? What am I thinking? Is this right? Do we need Kadarius Toney now more than ever? Is that true? Are the Chiefs making a big mistake, though, counting on him again?
Do the Chiefs need wide receiver Kadarius Toney now more than ever?
Well, I think
back it, after this.
Right. But I think if you're asking today before the draft and there's no other wide receivers, I think, well, maybe the answer is yes. But a lot can change in, 48 hours, right? If we're sitting here on Friday morning and they've traded up to 4 and got Harrison or Malik Nabers or somebody like that, then the answer to that question is no, they don't need Kadarius Toney now more than ever. But if they go through the draft and they draft like a 5th-round wide receiver, and you're like, oh, well, that guy is, right? I would say, well, then, yeah, they do need Kadarius Toney more than ever. But they shouldn't be counting on Kadarius Toney. I think anything that you get from Kadarius Toney this year is definitely syrup on top of a pancake.
Yeah, I just don't have any expectations on him.
And I hope they don't have any expectations either. Mm. I think they're playing it like, yeah, we're going to need this guy. But I think deep down they know that if we roll this back, like the Royals had an evaluation season last year, right? Season ended, lost 106 games. What'd they do? Everybody's gone. We're replacing this entire roster. And they didn't roll it back with that last year's team, right? They made changes. If the Chiefs are looking at the wide receiver core and thinking to themselves, well, we got Hollywood Brown, we'll bring everybody else back, then I will say, you got some faults there. You still need some areas of improvement. You can't go into the season thinking that Kadarius Toney is your answer. If you go out and draft a first-round wide receiver to pair with Rashee Rice whenever he can play, and you have Kadarius Toney on your roster and he can be a part of what you do, that's fine. I think Kadarius Toney needs to be a part of and then earn himself to becoming a bigger part of as the season goes along.
If you say they need him more than ever in the first 4 games because Rashee Rice would be suspended, I can probably go, yeah, fine.
Fine.
Other than that, I'm not counting on anything. Last year, I felt like they put a lot of eggs in his basket to start the year. I was like, okay, expectation level, all right. Then I saw there wasn't a lot there.
Like a year ago at this time, I was fine with
there were spurts of whatever. Now I'm like, I don't think they need him more than ever.
Right.
I think if he produces and finds his way into the lineup, great. But if not, I'm moving a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any expectation level for him. I'm not counting on him to fill any kind of void. If he does, great. If not, you're kind of in the same boat you were. Mm-hmm. Figure it out.
Right.
Last year, I'll give you a lot of credit. They figured it out. Like, they should get a ton of credit for the back half of the schedule last year where they just went, all right, we thought this, this, and this was going to happen. It's not. What do we got? What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
They'll do that again if need be.
Yeah.
I don't think you count on him anymore, and I don't think they need him more than ever. It'd be nice if they got him, but.
And I think this year, too.
Why would I heap expectations on a guy that is not reliable to be healthy?
I think this year, too, it's going to be easier to make a pivot quicker as well, because now Patrick Mahomes understands what he has to do and how he
done it.
Because you've already done it. That's exactly right. So if you go, you know, if you go into the season with this great plan and it doesn't work after like week one or two, well, you're going to pivot. And you're going to be okay with that.
Yeah, that's a good headline.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know how to react. It got me. Like I haven't been gotten like that by a headline where I'm like, I just don't know how to react to this headline. Because I don't want to say they need him now more than ever, but they may.
I don't want to rely on that.
No, but they may need him now more than ever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.